Welcome to this deep dive.
Great to be here.
In this lesson, we're exploring digital reputation, professionalism, and responsible communication.
Which is honestly such a massive topic for anyone right now.
Oh, absolutely. And if you've watched the overview, this will build on that. If not, you'll still be able to follow along.
For sure. Yeah, we'll keep it accessible.
Exactly. Now, let's go further by exploring practical examples, future workplace relevance, responsible use, and how you can build confidence with this skill.
Because it really is a skill, right? It's not just common sense anymore.
No, it's really not. And our mission today is to unpack lesson 4.4 to figure out how every single digital interaction shapes our personal reputation, our professional identity, and honestly, our long-term opportunities.
Yeah, your future career, basically.
Right. And, you know, I was thinking about this, and I used to use this analogy of a digital tattoo.
Oh, yeah, the tattoo analogy. People use that a lot.
Right. Like, you post something, and it's permanent. It's visible to everyone, and it shapes how the world sees your professional identity.
I mean, it makes sense on the surface.
But looking at this lesson, I realized it's a bit too passive, isn't it? A tattoo just kind of sits there.
It does. It doesn't really do anything after you get it. But in a digitally enabled future, it's your consistent online actions that actively build things.
From trust, you mean?
Exactly. Trust and credibility over the long term. I like to think of it less as a tattoo and more like digital compound interest.
Digital compound interest. Okay, I like that. Break that down for me.
Well, think about how compound interest works. You make small, consistent deposits, right? Over time, those deposits grow. So if you're making professional deposits, like a really thoughtful comment on an industry blog or a well-researched post on your feed.
Or even just a respectful email reply, right?
Yes, exactly. All of that accumulates into this undeniable credibility. You earn dividends on trust.
Wow, yeah, so people start to give you the benefit of the doubt.
Precisely. You build up a buffer. But on the flip side, if you're careless...
Oh, like dropping a toxic post because you're having a bad day.
Right. Or firing off some aggressive email on a Friday afternoon, you instantly incur reputational debt. And the interest rate on that debt is incredibly high.
It takes years of perfect behavior to pay that off.
It really does. Because algorithms favor compounding engagement. And human networks favor compounding trust.
So we're shifting from what digital reputation is to the real high-stakes consequences of it.
Because the stakes are incredibly high for you and your future.
Yeah. The source material outlines this dual nature really clearly. On one hand, irresponsible communication leads to a cascade of negatives.
The total domino effect.
Right. It damages your reputation, creates conflict, causes lost opportunities. You basically just lose trust immediately.
And think about a hiring manager. If they look you up and see you constantly arguing in comment sections.
Oof, yeah, that's a red flag.
It is. It signals to them, am I going to have to manage this exact same friction in our private company chat?
You become a liability before you even get an interview. But flipping the coin here, responsible communication acts as a massive career accelerator.
It really does. It's not just about avoiding the bad stuff. It actually improves your professionalism, your credibility.
Networking opportunities, leadership potential, all of it.
Exactly.
Okay, let's unpack this. Is professionalism online just about avoiding typos and not getting into internet arguments? Or is it doing something more active for our future?
That is the million-dollar question right there. Yep. And the answer is it's highly active.
Okay.
Consistent professionalism is literally the foundation that builds trust. It's not just sitting quietly and not making mistakes.
Right. You can't just be a wallflower.
No. You have to actively demonstrate your leadership growth. You do that through respectful behavior, clear communication, and how you handle disagreements.
Because leaders are going to face disagreements, right? That's just work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you can show online that you can disagree respectfully, you're telling the world, hey, I can handle complex, high-pressure situations.
That makes a lot of sense. So bridging the gap here from understanding these high stakes to the actual everyday strategies we can use.
Because we need practical tools to navigate this.
We do. And the text brings up some core strategies. Thinking before posting or sharing, maintaining respectful habits, and protecting your reputation.
Which sounds simple, but it's hard in practice.
So hard. I used to think of it like treating my brain like it has a built-in draft folder.
A draft folder. I like
that. Yeah, like a brief pause button I have to hit before clicking send or share just to ensure I'm communicating responsibly.
And that pause is vital because the core concept of responsible communication means students and young professionals have to be thoughtful.
Especially navigating modern digital spaces, because those platforms, they want you to react instantly, right?
Oh, they are designed for it. The platforms want you to bypass that draft folder completely. They feed on immediate, visceral reactions.
So we have to consciously build that pause back in.
Yes. You have to recognize that physiological spike. Like when you get a passive-aggressive message and you just want to fire back.
Oh, I know that feeling so well.
Right. Your adrenaline spikes.
Yeah.
You have to use that spike as a warning light to step away from the keyboard.
That's such a good practical digital insight. Use the adrenaline as the trigger to pause.
Exactly. It's how you successfully navigate the landscape without falling into that reputational debt we talked about.
Okay, so let's shift from daily strategies to a concrete example, because I want to see how this plays out in real career advancement.
Let's do it. Real-world applications are always the best way to understand this.
The lesson introduces this really cool case study, the internship case study, a student who successfully strengthened their internship opportunities.
Yes, I love this example.
Because they didn't just get lucky, right? They were intentional.
They were highly intentional. They didn't just stumble into a great internship. They actively audited and improved their online professionalism.
So they changed their responsible digital communication habits.
Exactly. Imagine a student who, maybe early on, had a habit of complaining about classes on public forums.
We're getting into those wild Reddit debates.
Right. Highly reactive behavior. To get a top-tier internship, they had to pivot. They had to stop creating friction and start creating value.
Like sharing industry news or celebrating their peers' wins?
Yes, exactly. They secured that opportunity because they proved they had good judgment before they even applied.
Here's where it gets really interesting. How do the specific digital tools mentioned in our materials actually facilitate this kind of success?
The practical digital tools. Because the source calls out three specific ones: LinkedIn, Canva, and Grammarly.
Which we all know, but it's about how we use them, right?
Exactly. Let's look at LinkedIn. You don't just upload a resume and wait. You use it to publicly perform your professional identity.
So networking.
Active networking. Engaging thoughtfully with managers at companies you actually want to work for. Leaving insightful comments, not just great posts.
Right, showing you understand the industry. And then what about Canva? Because it's not just about making a presentation look pretty.
No, it's about reducing cognitive load.
Cognitive load, okay.
When you use Canva to make a clean, professional presentation, you're signaling competence. You're telling the reviewer, I respect your time enough to organize my thoughts visually.
Wow, so you're building trust through the visual design itself.
Exactly. And Grammarly does the exact same thing, but for text.
Because typos create friction.
Huge friction. A brilliant idea loses its credibility instantly if it's full of grammatical errors. The reader gets distracted.
So Grammarly ensures your communication remains thoughtful and credible just automatically.
It's an automated diagnostic check. But remember, all these tools, they just amplify your underlying intent.
Which connects right back to the fundamental ethical responsibility of the user. We have to have the right intent.
Ethics are at the core of all of this.
Which brings up the knowledge check from the lesson. I actually want to pose these specific questions directly to you, the listener, to really think about right now.
These are crucial to reflect on.
Right. First, why is digital reputation important? Second, how can online communication affect future opportunities? And third, why should students communicate responsibly online?
And honestly, the answer to all of those comes back to what we started with. Trust.
Trust, yeah.
Responsible use isn't just some corporate buzzword HR throws around. In a future where teams are distributed, where you might work with someone for years and never meet them in person.
Your digital avatar is literally the only version of you they know.
Exactly. So responsible communication is an ethical obligation. It prevents conflict. It shows you respect multiple perspectives in a shared digital workspace.
It's the ultimate safeguard, really. Avoiding irresponsible communication is how you keep from losing trust before you even get a foot in the door.
If you lack emotional regulation online, a hiring manager simply won't take the risk on you, no matter how talented you are.
The risk outweighs the reward. So moving from that ethical reflection, what actionable steps can we take right now? Because I want to audit my digital life.
Everyone should audit their digital life regularly.
The lesson actually provides a practical application activity for this. It's a review of your current digital communication habits.
It's a great four-step process.
Okay, let's break it down for them. Step one.
Step one is identifying your current strengths.
Okay, so looking at what you already do well.
Yeah, look at your last 10 emails or comments. Are you good at de-escalating tension? Do you format things clearly?
So find what you're good at and lean into it.
Exactly. Then step two, pinpointing potential risks.
The scary part.
You have to be honest with yourself here. Where are you bleeding credibility? Is it late-night doom-scrolling comments? Using overly casual slang in professional spaces?
Identifying the bad habits, which leads to step three, I assume.
Right. Step three is finding areas for professionalism improvements. This is the fix.
So if my risk is late-night posting, the improvement is putting my phone in another room after 8 p.m.
Exactly. Or if your risk is typos, your improvement is committing to using a tool like Grammarly.
Makes sense. And the final step.
Step four, seeking out reputation-building opportunities.
Going on the offensive.
Yes. Don't just play defense. Actively look for ways to build the professional reputation you want. Comment thoughtfully on industry leaders' posts. Add value.
That's such a solid framework. And to help build these habits, the lesson actually provides some further reading.
The reading list is excellent for this.
It really is. The source mentions digital minimalism, the essentials of business etiquette, and crucial conversations.
Just the titles alone give you the blueprint.
Right, like digital minimalism to cut the noise.
The essentials of business etiquette to understand those unwritten professional rules.
And crucial conversations for handling disagreements without blowing up your reputation.
Those three cover everything you need to navigate the modern workplace. Focus, presentation, and emotional regulation.
Well, as we wrap up this deep dive, I think we need to consolidate all these key takeaways into a final framework for lifelong learning, really.
Because this doesn't end when you graduate or get the job.
No, not at all. The central thesis here is clear. Your digital behavior directly affects your future opportunities.
Measurably affects them.
Right. And professionalism strengthens trust, while respectful behavior supports your leadership potential.
It's all connected. And the text actually leaves us with a reflection prompt. I will pose the exact prompt to you, the listener, to mull over as you go about your week.
Oh, perfect. What is it?
How can I build a stronger and more professional digital reputation?
How can I build a stronger and more professional digital reputation? I love that.
And remember, this isn't a one-time question. It's a continuous loop.
You have to apply it throughout your entire career.
Because the platforms will change.
Yeah.
The algorithms will change. And what builds trust when you're an intern is different from what builds trust when you're a senior manager.
You have to keep recalibrating. Well, that brings us to the close of today's deep dive. Our instruction for you, the students and young professionals listening, is simple. Stay curious, stay responsible, and stay future ready.
You're in control of your digital identity.
You absolutely are. So please, make sure to review the end of module study guide and complete the workbook activities. It's the best way to really lock this stuff in.
Highly recommend doing the workbook.
We also want to acknowledge the reference materials we explored today. Digital Minimalism by Cal Newport, published in 2019. The Essentials of Business Etiquette by Barbara Patchter from 2013. And Crucial Conversations by Joseph Grenny and his co-authors, updated in 2021.
Great resources to check out.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive. Keep building that trust, and we'll see you next time.